The news now from Susan Jackson.
Ukraine today will mark the anniversary of the full-scale Russian invasion, which has developed into the worst conflict on the European continent since the Second World War. Ceremonies are taking place across Ukraine today. Prayers will be read in cities and towns. In a televised address this morning, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his country would do everything to gain victory this year. From Kyiv, here's our Europe editor, Tony Connolly.
At precisely 3:40 a.m. local time a year ago, Russia sent tanks into Ukraine. The subsequent 12 months have seen Ukraine recapture huge swathes of territory. However, Russia still holds around 16% in the east and south, and the conflict has descended into a war of attrition and endurance. Cities have been razed to the ground and millions have fled their homes. Hundreds of thousands have died. In recent days, China has declared further support for Russia, and the US has claimed that could now include military support, a claim Beijing denies. 1 year on, there's no end in sight. Russia has little to show for its invasion. Ukraine can show it's determined to resist, but the cost of defeat for its people is unthinkable. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Kyiv.
Government leaders have marked the anniversary by paying tribute to the people of Ukraine. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar also thanked the Irish people for supporting Ukrainians displaced by Russian bombardments. The Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, is attending a commemorative event in Dublin today. Karen Creed reports.
The sombre milestone of 1 year since Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine will be marked with an event outside the GPO, organised by Ukrainians in Ireland. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin, who will be attending it, said it was vital that Ireland continued to support Ukraine, particularly in the context of ongoing Russian attacks on civilians. He said that since the beginning of the immoral and unjustified war, Ireland had been at the forefront of international efforts to combat Russia's aggression. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has also reflected on the scale of the suffering of Ukrainians and the lives lost, as he commended the bravery of the Ukrainian government and people. He paid tribute also to the Irish public, who he said had shown empathy and compassion as they welcomed Ukrainians fleeing war and persecution.
In other news, a 22-year-old man has been arrested by police in Northern Ireland investigating the gun attack on a senior off-duty PSNI officer that's left him critically wounded. He's the fourth person to be arrested in connection with the shooting. Detective Chief Inspector John Caldwell was shot in front of his young son at a sports complex in Omagh on Wednesday evening. The PSNI said the dissident Republican group, the so-called New IRA, was the primary focus for detectives investigating the shooting. A young man is in a critical condition in hospital after he was attacked in Swords in County Dublin last night. The 19-year-old suffered life-threatening wounds after he was stabbed on Brookdale Avenue. A man in his early 20s has been arrested. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
Gardaí are still trying to establish the circumstances surrounding the attack on the teenager in Swords last night. The 19-year-old was in a car and had met a man who appears to have slashed him while he was still in the car on Brookdale Avenue at around 7 p.m. The teenager drove off but stopped a short distance away, got out of the car and collapsed. He suffered life-threatening injuries and was taken to Beaumont Hospital, where his condition is described as critical. The scene has been preserved for a technical examination. Gardaí are trying to establish a motive for the attack. A man in his 20s was arrested a short time later and is being detained at Swords Garda Station. He can be questioned for up to 24 hours. Gardaí in Swords are appealing to anyone with information to contact them.
The government has said that 24 new judges are to be appointed in the coming weeks, with a further 20 to be appointed on a phased basis after that. The Minister for Justice, Simon Harris, is to announce this morning that he has secured government approval for the new judges who will be appointed in all courts except the Supreme Court. The proposed appointments are recommended by the report of a group set up 2 years ago to consider the number of judges needed. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 Weather with Grant. The award-winning Grant Vortex Condensing Oil Boiler, helping Irish homes benefit from lower-cost heating. Visit grant.eu.
It'll be cloudy today. There'll be showers in the south of the country, but overall it will be dry with sunny spells later. Highest temperatures will range from 8 to 11 degrees.